Finally today, we return to South Sudan. As we mentioned earlier, Africa's newest nation is celebrating its official independence this weekend. The birth of South Sudan is something 26-year-old Luol Dawol is still getting used to.
It means something I never thought I'd ever see in my whole life. Because the whole time that South Sudan, every time I used to hear about it, and since I've known South Sudan, it's been a struggle. And now we're finally here.
Luol Dawol moved to South Sudan 2 years ago from his previous home in Baltimore, Maryland. He wanted to go back to the land of his parents. They were diplomats, so the Dawol family spent years abroad. While back home, the war between North and South Sudan raged. But now that his family homeland is celebrating independence, Luol Dawol wouldn't want to miss it.
I felt like I could make a change in somewhere and become a part of history. And South Sudan was the only place that I could do it since we're the newest and youngest country. So I'm here.
Right now, the young man from Baltimore is working as an auditor in the capital of South Sudan, Juba, for a U.S.-funded aid program. Dawol knows there will be difficult days ahead for South Sudan, but he draws inspiration from the experience of other new nations throughout history.
It was like America during the Wild Wild West times. It was like when every other country is just starting up and is a new nation. I mean, there's opportunity for a lot of things, and that's what's going on in South Sudan.
One opportunity Luol Dawol sees for himself is a musical career. He's a part-time rapper, and he's already written a few tunes. One song he composed is called Scattered Overseas. In it, he asks the 4 million South Sudanese who left their homes to come back. In another song, Dawol honors the late John Garang. Garang was a key leader in the struggle for the South's independence. He died in a helicopter crash 6 years ago. Dawol's song is called Letter to Dr. John, Part 2.
This is my letter to Dr. John, letting him know what's been going on in the South every day. People struggling, you're the missing link, Dr. John Garang. This is my letter to Dr. John, letting him know.
Luol Dawol says the memory of John Garang lives on, and that South Sudan is a new country now, thanks in large part to Garang's efforts.
People cannot forget, and people have to look at his vision and make it their mission to make his vision reality. And there's going to be a sequel of songs that are going to be coming out talking about John Garang and keeping his name alive so his vision can be alive.
This is exactly how I envisioned it, a free nation where we living in peace and harmony, love and unity amongst tribes possibly, where we can actually care about each other consciously. Second letter, please read.
This is my letter to Dr. John, letting him know.
You can check out the rest of our coverage of South Sudan's independence at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.